What's up, world? Welcome to the positive truth, uplifting, and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I am doing stupendous and feeling quite like a scientist. How are you feeling, Tim?
I'm feeling pretty heroic today and feeling a lot like a hero, I should say.
We definitely ad-libbed that. This is the Positive Truth. And speaking of ad-libs, we're going to do this live, no edits. So you remember how you ordered shirts, Tim?
I did.
Did Lopez tell you what I did?
Yeah, immediately he sent me that text. I was like, oh, okay. Just like that. Oh, okay.
So I figured Christmas presents. Then I started counting and I was like, oh, that's only like 13 shirts for me. So then I was like, we should give the shirts away. So we're going to come up with a contest on the spot. We need to do some way where it's like you leave a review with the podcast, we send you a free new The Positive Truth shirt. Because now we have a lot of them because somebody might have ordered a lot. That was me. But I don't know what to
do. I went
do.
In there. I was thinking, honestly, whenever you did that, I was like, you know what? If you leave us a review, 5-star review, comment on wherever you're listening to our podcast, and then you send us a positive news story. If you can do those, send us your address. We'll ship you a shirt.
Hey, for free, too, for free.
There we go.
We got small, medium, large, and extra large. To be honest, I don't remember the size. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. So yeah, 5-star review on the iTunes or Shopify, Spotify, one of those.
He said Shopify.
Spotify, one of those. And then send us a positive news story to thepositivetruth@gmail.com. We will send you a free t-shirt. We'll pay for the shipping. We'll do everything.
Indubitably.
And we have a t-shirt machine, so it's not like we can't make more. So if you have a special request size, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, it's actually different this time. We really do have shirts, and we really want to give them out. I shared them on my social medias a little bit, and I had a lot of people reaching out. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. I love this shirt. And of course, Lopez is doing his thing, sharing them online as well, too. So they look really good with our new logo on them. If you haven't seen it yet, go ahead and check that out. It's a really cool shirt. You'll definitely enjoy it. So send us those news stories.
I had something to say, but you think you covered everything there, Tim. So let's get to the positive news stories. This is the positive truth. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
I'm going to match some energy, JP, and talk about running stories since you had them all last month. This is what I have coming out of Ottawa. So a runner posted online and he asked simply, did you save me? This caught my attention, JP, because I'm like, what is he talking about? His name is Tommy Chan. And one evening, like he normally does, he went on a 5K run. And on this 5K run, he said it was normal. That's what he remembered anyways. He went on a run and that's all he could remember. He woke up in an Ottawa hospital and was confused. A nurse has actually had to fill in the blank and let him know, hey, you suffered cardiac arrest. There were some bystanders that were performing CPR on you. Until the paramedics got there, and then they brought you to the hospital, and here you are. Of course, him being in shock, he runs all the time. He's fairly young. He just didn't understand what was going on, but he had a lot of blanks. There was 4 days of gaps that he just didn't know what was going on. So he decided, you know what? Let me look on my app, see what was happening. He used an app called Strava, which is a very popular running app. People all over the world use it. It helps you map your course. So I was looking at his heart rate, and he noticed, man, it did have a spike at a certain time, but then the chart just went blank. And he said, that's probably whenever I went into cardiac arrest. But what happened? I just don't understand. People cannot fill in this blank. And then he thought to himself, JP, you know what? If I was a citizen, a bystander that helped, I would want to know if I survived or not. So he decided to post online and say, hey, did you save me? He told his story for a little bit. And then that's whenever the rest of this story comes out, JP. A woman by the name of Tanya, she was actually with her daughter at this time, and her daughter actually heard a lot of commotion on the side of their car. So they looked over, saw that CPR was being used on this man that was lying on the ground. And the daughter immediately said, mommy, you're a nurse. You have to help. So she decides to go over there, let everybody know who she was and that she was a nurse, decided to perform CPR on this man until the paramedics arrived. about 10, 15 minutes later and doing CPR this whole entire time. Of course, she broke a couple of his ribs. He gets onto the paramedics. He goes to the hospital where he survives. But Miss Tanya, the nurse who did CPR, had no idea what happened with him. She just let it be. Her and her daughter were nervous for days until they saw this on social media. Tommy was able to reach out to Miss Tanya, tell her thank you. He doesn't know what to say. I don't know how I'm going to be able to repay you. And Miss Tanya said, no, you don't have to repay anything. We're just glad to know that you're okay. It was a crazy time, but I'm just glad to know that I was in the right place at the right time. The whole community, everybody that did help, was able to find out that Mr. Tommy Chan was okay. And I thought the story was amazing because I actually go on runs all the time. I go on runs by myself and it's about 5K every single time. And I kept thinking to myself, I'm about this man's age. This could happen to me at any given time. And I hope that there's a Miss Tanya out there that is willing to give me CPR, make sure I can get on a paramedic and get home to my family safe. And I thought this story was amazing, even though it wasn't necessarily about running. It was about the kindness of strangers willing to go above and beyond and help save somebody's life.
This is going to be the rare case of me doing an audible and we do a combo positive news story, because I actually wasn't going to talk about this one, but it's very similar to yours. This positive news story I read was about a nurse minding her business, just like Tanya. Name is Ashley Anderson, right? She's Memorial Day, having fun at the river. And she hears a scream, looks down. She just gets up because she's a nurse and is, what's that? It turns out to be a body. A 64-year-old man had fallen 20 feet down a hike. Mm-hmm. She runs down there and she's, oh, this man's in trouble. A lot of injuries, broken leg, head was sliced open. And she was with her family, but she's the nurse. She's the only nurse around. She starts barking orders, call the police, let's do this, pull him out of the water because the water was really cold. Didn't want him to get hypothermia. They pulled him out. She was nervous because he had a spinal, she thought he might have a spinal cord injury, but it was like, risk it or hypothermia. Pulled him out, called the cops, started doing CPR. Because they were on a hike, it took 45 minutes for the medical professionals to get there. Whole time she was just taking care of him, doing everything you need. He ended up being okay, ended up saving his life. And then the same story where she was going home with her children, she had to comfort them, and she was like, that was crazy, but this is why mom does what mom does every single day when she goes to work. Ended up being a hero. And it's very similar to yours. Right place, right time, people with the skills, using those skills to save other people's lives. And if it wasn't for the positive truth, you probably wouldn't hear about it.
That's a fact. Nurses are underrated superheroes. Let me just add that.
100%. 100% with facts with the Positive Truth Podcast. You want to go again, Tim?
Absolutely. I have another hero story. I have a 12-year-old by the name of Ramir Parker. He's from Petersburg, Virginia, and this kid is amazing. He is 12 years old. Again, like I said, he was talking to his grandma, and whenever he was talking to his grandma, he was like, you know what? I keep hearing this noise downstairs. Let me go check on it. So he started walking downstairs, and he immediately saw smoke, realized there was some heat, and he screamed, fire! Runs upstairs, talks to his grandma. His grandma said, the babies, are they okay? The 12-year-old did not hesitate. He ran downstairs into the fire, into the smoke where he couldn't see anything, grabbed his 1-year-old and 2-year-old brother, goes back upstairs. They were all able to walk outside where they were able to receive first aid attention, and everybody ended up being okay. But this young man stayed composed. He did the smart thing by letting everybody know in the house there was a fire, and he made sure everyone was safe. I think this kid is a hero, and I think it's never too late or too early to talk to your kids about fire safety, because this can happen to anyone.
What is the bear?
Man, I forgot the bear's name. Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear. Protect yourself from forest fires. That was you right there. I'm not mad at it, Tim, but definitely showing your dad age right there. Definitely showing the
100%.
Dad age.
Some of the stories that I turned down for this episode, I was like, oh, these are all dad stories. My perspective is wild now.
I was going to do nothing but science stories, so you just totally threw off my whole game, because I actually have a kid story to combo that. But before we get to that, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
New events. I took the family to a baseball game the other day. It was the first time we all went. Edna's parents, my son, I think my daughter and Edna and I have been before, but we all went and it was a good time, man. We chilled. The kids played. Her parents were having a good time. It was just like, man, I'm not even a baseball guy. This is not my sport at all, but it seems like everybody else loves it. And I don't mind coming if this means everybody's smiling. So I'm grateful for new experiences.
Sometimes it's not what you do, but who you do it with.
Bars by JP. Loving that. What about you, sir? What are you grateful for?
I'm not a big holiday person. In my professional JP opinion, most holidays are just an excuse for people to get together. And I think you can get together whenever. So it's like, what's the point of holidays? So my favorite holiday has always been 4th of July. And it's not for any patriotic reasons. It's just like,
you get to explode things.
And it's warm. And there's no real financial burden. It's really the only one where it's like, 4th of July is also the most versatile. So it's like Christmas, it's you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Like families have these little traditions with getting together. Thanksgiving is not a holiday, I don't care what anyone says. Valentine's Day, Memorial, like respects, but like most holidays aren't real to me. But the versatility and the fact that it's in summer for 4th of July, it's always my favorite. This year, my sister's fiancés brought her kids. They hadn't popped fireworks before. And I was like, oh, it's about, you're about to have the time of your life.
Yeah, definitely with JP, for sure.
The time of your life. I bought fireworks in January for the 75% off sale. I actually forgot what I purchased. They had been in my house for so long. So I was like, it was like Christmas. Cause I was like, oh, what's this? Oh, what's this? Oh, I forgot I got this. So yeah, shout out to 4th of July. Just because it's the most versatile holiday.
If you love, my man bought a pallet of fireworks.
Every year. What are you talking about?
I'm loving it.
It fits in the car. Yeah. If you love 4th of July for patriotic reasons, great too. For me, it's just the versatility and the get together. So yeah. Shout out to 4th of July. Also, shout out to kids. Tim just told a kid's story about protect yourself for fire safety. I think we should protect the kids, Tim, because the kids are doing great things out here. And there is a tradition in Swanville, Minnesota. Ever heard of that town?
No, I have not been to Minnesota.
So there's only 300 residents in this town. And every year, the residents put down thousands of dollars for scholarships for all the kids in this town every year. Doesn't matter how many kids it is. It can be 5, it can be 10, it doesn't matter. They raise it. The town tries to raise at least $10,000 for scholarships for those kids. So those kids have a chance to succeed. They've been doing it for years. And most people, they only donate like $100, but when there's 300 citizens and everyone's donating $100 or a little bit more over the course of a year, it goes a long way. A wonderful tradition. Why do we not do it in bigger cities? Also, hot take. We're in Oklahoma. We don't have the best infrastructure. I would love for our taxes to go to the infrastructure and the roads so it'll take 9 months to finish. I would also love for some of my tax money goes to some of these kids so they can get some scholarships and a chance to achieve some things and a better chance to learn the skills to achieve in America in this life. So I just love this from Swanville, Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a 10 out of 10 story. We're all about community. Whenever we started this podcast, we talk about help building communities with one positive news story at a time. And that positive news story is amazing by that community. So shout out to Swan, Minnesota.
Swanville, Minnesota. You got to put Swanville on it. It's like
my bad. I apologize.
Kansas, where Superman was from, except Minnesota.
The fact that all this comic book stuff is so wild to me. I'm loving it. After all these years, I still get surprised that you knew what Smallville was, for sure.
What do you got, Tim?
Man, I'm going all the way to Iceland for this story. So rescue teams were actually called from different regions out to respond to a mass beaching on June 21st. A lot of whales decided to go up to this harbor and they could not get out. The water levels dropped a little bit. They weren't sure why they went over there, but it was close to 70 whales over there and it just looked very sad. There was actually a couple photographers that were out there thinking, hey, this rescue team got called out there. Maybe we can get some really cool drone shots. But while the photographers were out there, they realized this is just too sad to take pictures of and record. How can we help? And literally when they had that thought, this is where the rescue teams, they decided to get in this icy water, freezing water. Then bystanders that were even in shorts got in the freezing water to help lead these whales back to the sea. They did it for every single one, JP. I do have this article that I'll share to the Facebook page so you guys can see some of the photos and how some of the rescuers were dressed. You can tell some people were just out there enjoying their day, going on a hike, maybe surfing in this freezing water. I'm not 100% sure, but ultimately they saved almost 70 whales. Not one whale was left behind. And I thought that was a 10 out of 10 hero story. I know it's not humans saving other humans. What's up, JP?
How long did this take?
I'm not 100% sure. I know it didn't take very long because obviously the water was freezing, so you're talking about max an hour. There was a lot of people out there.
Whales are heavy, Tim. I don't know.
Yeah, but they're in water, JP, man. If you got 10 people
We're in
pulling a
Oklahoma.
whale,
We just got lakes, so I haven't interacted with many whales, my guy.
yeah,
Just letting you
our
know.
whales are like catfish size out here. Yeah, no, I definitely think that about 20 people can push a whale. I'm just happy that no humans got hurt. In my head, I'm thinking this whale's gonna come after me. I really don't know.
Tim's middle name is Jonah. Shout out to them though. Freezing water, all that.
Yeah, I
Amazing.
couldn't do it, coach.
I can't believe they saved 70 whales in less than an hour. That is yeah, share that. Where are you gonna share that, Tim?
At the Positive Truth Podcast Facebook page, just search Positive Truth Podcast and you shall find it.
Perfect. So, Tim likes to make jokes and I'm old. And I definitely do not know the music of today's day and age for the young people. And I've never heard of Sabrina Carpenter, but I am a fan because I just heard about her work with Plus One. And Plus One is a nonprofit group that raises money for mental health initiatives, LGBTQ plus rights, animal welfare on the site. She announced June 30th that they have raised over $1 million in less than a year for all those initiatives. This comes less than a year after she partnered with Short and Sweet Tour, which raised money for local and community-driven organizations, providing funding and amplification of their missions. I think it's absolutely awesome. I actually Googled her, and apparently she's like very popular singer right now. I support your music. And I will actually check it out now. Shout out to her. Great thing to do with your influence to make a difference and help others.
Yeah, man, Sabrina Carpenter, I think she's an actress too. She was in a couple like kid shows, maybe on Disney Channel or something like that, way after our time, but still, she's definitely doing her thing out here. That's awesome.
I actually didn't watch Disney Channel as a kid, so shout out to you, Tim. I didn't get that experience.
My heart goes out to you, my guy. My heart goes out to you.
I'm serious. I never got the Disney Channel experience. So shout out to you. Shout out to her. She's doing great. She's doing better than your costume. You should keep eating.
Hey, I'm doing it right on time, too.
So definitely not editing that out. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Each day comes bearing its gifts. Untie the ribbon. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.